This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My brothers and sisters, in a time where change is something essential, something important, changing things from bad to good, from worst to less bad, where people struggling to keep the good growing and society struggling to keep growing and progressing. An essential point came to my mind in regard to the time that we're living today, which is in order for us to be able to influence others with goodness, we have to be able to win those people. Anyone that you want to influence, anyone that you want to work with, to cooperate with, to team up with, you need to win them and to win their hearts. كسب الناس مطلب أساس في تغيير الناس. Before you even dream to make an influence on anyone, make sure that you win that person, so he or she will be able to listen to you. And I'll start with the closest people to you, your spouse, your children. You know, we think that people will listen to us just because my status code. Unfortunately, we don't live in the time that this is very commonly happen. Even if they listen to you and they work, like your worker or employees or family members, they do that, they do while their hearts is like there is rejections, and the moment that they can go away from you, they will, and they will leave you. And that's why da'wah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, da'iyah, which is a caller, is an obligation upon all of us as Muslim. There's no specific group, kida, we call them du'at ila Allah, and that means the rest of the ummah is exempt from it. Everyone is asked to practice something kind of da'wah. Yes, there is people specialized in certain areas. Not everybody will have the same specialty, but everybody been asked to have that positive impact on others. And as we think about those who are the closest to us, those are the ones that we should care to win their hearts the most. Your family members, your extending family members, your neighbors, your co-workers, your people who work for you or work with you, and the people who surrounding you, the community and the society at large. And here's some points that might be able to help you to win these hearts. Number one, أصلح ما بينك وبين الله يصلح الله ما بينك وبين الناس. وفي الحديث المشهور حديث جبريل إن الله إذا أحب عبدا قال لجبريل أحبه ثم يأمر الملائكة فتحبه ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض. The first point, make sure that what is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good. Umar radiallahu anhu once told one of his generals and leaders, look how people see you and perceive you and deal with you. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually seeing you as well. But that's Umar, we're referring to people righteous, not corrupt. Yani this person is leading a righteous people. So if those righteous people like you and care for you, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you and cares for you too. And in the famous hadith that Allah, when he loves someone, he called the angels, Jibreel, to love him. Then the angels to love that person. Then in the end of the hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put for this person an acceptance. People accept him and what he says. And subhanAllah, sometimes, historically speaking, there is certain individual in history, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much barakah in their works. Some speakers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much barakah in their talk. And when you listen to it and you start analyzing it, there is nothing special about it at all. It's a monotone talk. It's a simple idea. No, يعني, nothing sophisticated about it at all. Knowledge is so shallow. But yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put so much barakah in that movement or in that organization or in that person's talk that millions of people influenced by. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what those individuals have between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا يعني محبة في قلوب عباده. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who believed in Allah and those who do good deeds, Allah will put for them love in the hearts of the believers. In the hearts of the believers and people in general. Number two, sincerity will make people like you. SubhanAllah, the actions of the hearts affect the action that affect other hearts. As much as you're sincere in your care, in your love, in your actions, in your words, in your apology, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make people accept you. But those who are hypocrites, those who are showing off, those who are not sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never put barakah in their work, blessings in their work. We don't care for people until they start caring for us. We don't treat people good because they treat us good. We treat them good because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do that. And that's what's ikhlas. That's why one of the early scholars, when somebody came to ask him for money and he helped, his wife told him, this person, a relative to you, قال هذا قريبك, he never showed up when you are in need. Even though he was in ease at that time. قَالَ يَا هَذِهِ إِنَّمَا نُعَامِلُ النَّاسِ على أقدارنا لا على أقدارهم. We treat people according to our principles, not according to their principles. According to our standards, not to their standards. That's what we do. And that only comes when you do this with sincerity. Many times she might or he might cross the line, have wronged you at home, your spouse. But yet you don't revenge because I do this for the sake, I do the right thing because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من العجب الفقهاء, one of the interesting point recently, someone telling me about a dispute, a domestic dispute between him and his spouse, his wife. Then she left the house. Then he told me, Sheikh, she left the house. Am I Islamically still responsible for financially supporting her? I said, yes. Islamically, you still support her. This is, has nothing to do with this. She'd been like not been nice to me. And she just left. She went to her father's house. Said, you still have to. Until you divorce her. This rules in Islam. It shows you that there is a great level of sincerity. I deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe he or she doesn't deserve a penny. But I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm doing it because of the right thing. You know what? Maybe he doesn't deserve that. Or she doesn't deserve that. But I do it because my employee, for example. But I do because it's a contract. Because I'm committed to it. And so forth. Another thing which is win people's heart, do good service to them. Do good things to them. أحسن إلى الناس تستعبد قلوبهم فكم استعبد الإحسان إنسانا. That doing good to people, especially honorable people. لأنك إذا أكرمت الكريم ملكته وإن أنت أكرمت اللئيم تمردا. The good people, people of good character, people who are from inside good, and most of people are like that, alhamdulillah. When you do good to them, you own them. They will be good to you. Hopefully, basically, that will win their hearts. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do service to his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, and others. He will clean the house, he will help them in the home. Not because he has too many things or too many chores. No. ما في شيء أصلا في بيته حتى يحتاج إلى أن يساعد أهله صلى الله عليه وسلم. But he does this just to show that he cares. An act of kindness. That's why people appreciate a lot those who do good to them. إنك لتصل الرحم وتكسب المعدوم وتقري الضيف وتعين على نوائب الدهر. Before he was a prophet, before he has the knowledge of the revelations, he was what? He was a man that he look after his relatives, a man who help the poor, a man who will host the guest well, and a man who will look after those who are going through hardship or disaster. That's how the Prophet ﷺ was. And he continued to be that man. قال ما سئل في جابر قال ما سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن شيء فقال لا قط حتى قال حسان لولا التشهد كانت لاؤه نعم يعني حتى قيل في صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني nothing ever said he said no this actually line was said to someone else other than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم but it's perfectly fit the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he never said no to anything. The only time he said no in his life when he said no one worthy of worship except Allah لا إله إلا الله. Otherwise he always say yes صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it was reported, tahadu, tahabu, exchange gift, and that will basically bring love to between you and others. One of the things also so important to win people's heart is to show them that you care about them. People don't care about what you say until they feel that you care about them. No matter how knowledgeable you are, no matter how nice, no matter how truthful your words are, you saying the absolute right thing. But your kids, your spouse, your neighbor, your friends, your employees, your colleagues, your community will not care until they know that you care about them first. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cared about people. That's why they care so much for what he's saying. And to the extent, can you imagine, he's giving khutbah, like now. A man came in the middle of the khutbah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I just became Muslim. Imagine if this happened now. Somebody walked in there and said, Sheikh, I just became Muslim. You know what the person did? He left the khutbah. And he took his chair, and he put the chair, and he started teaching him about Islam. He didn't wait until the salah finished. He cared. Then he came and he gave the khutbah. If I do that today, I guess after I come back, nobody will be left. You know what? What amazed me in this hadith, not how much the Prophet ﷺ cares, because I know he does, but how much the sahaba care about that person too. That they waited, they were patient, they were supportive. Radiallahu anhum arda. Another thing makes you win people, smile. Smiling is a great tool of winning people's heart. Smile is something maybe appear in your face, but it's really connected to the hearts of people. It doesn't make only you happy, it makes people around you happy as well. And I really always say, I think that's one trademark should be known about us as Muslims. That smile. You know, your smile didn't go anywhere. It's just right under your nose. Sometimes I think I need to give a fatwa about smiling and tell everyone, your teeth is not awra. You can show it. You know, you didn't need to cover your teeth. Okay? So, smiling is such a beautiful thing in winning people. Instant winning. Also, one of the things about winning people and winning people's heart, people, everybody value their names. SubhanAllah, your name, يسمون الفقهاء, هذا مثال على الاختصاص. Something you own it, it doesn't have a material values, unless you're a celebrity, I guess your name is trademark. But your name is something you own it. It's not something that has a price tag on it. But still, it's something that you own. هو ملك وإن كان غير مقوم. But why they call it milk? Why they call it something that you possess on your own? Because something so dear to you, so special. So people always like their names and their nicknames and what they call by. And some people like their family name, like their lineage, whatever. People are different. But see what Umar radiallahu anhu understood that. Then he said, ثَلَاثٌ يُثَبِّتْنَا لَكَ الْوُدَّ فِي قَلْبِ أَخِيكَ. Three things will make your brother love you. تبدأه بالسلام. When you meet your brother or sister, give salam first. Show interest. وتوسع له في المجلس. When they come, you always make a space. Welcome, come sit next to me. أهلا وسهلا. And the third one, تناديه بأحب الأسماء إليه. You call him with the name that they like, they love. Another thing, make magic in winning people's heart, be a good listener. Good talker is not as much. You know, you might take the interest of you for a minute or hour or whatever. But listeners, good listeners, are people love those who basically listen to them. A study showed that among the category of people liked by people in general, which is kind of strange, doctors. Usually you go to doctors and you have a problem. Not really. You go to doctors for prevention and, you know. So, but any, most of the people who go to doctors, there's sickness, there's something, they worry about something. But yet doctors are very loved by people. It's actually among the top categories. So the study shows why people like doctors. They charge you a lot of money. You know, they keep rescheduling you. Take so much time. So logically, you will not think that they're on the top categories. But do you know why people like doctors so much? Study shows because they listen. Good doctor listen to their patient. Just listening to them, allowed them to relax. Be a good listener. And I'll end my khutbah with this story about a man who died around 100 years ago. واحد من كبار علماء المسلمين اسمه الشيخ الخضري رحمه الله. He's a great, great scholar in Egypt, in history. He was the head of the Department of History and Sharia in Al-Azhar. Has a long, long career and books by hundreds. He got in his stomach worms, or his guts worms. But he thought that somebody have put magic or him, something like that, or whatever. He has a snake inside him. Inside what? A snake inside him. And he got convinced that there is a snake inside his body. That's why he keep, whenever he eats, digesting problems, doesn't, the doctors, people debate with him, nobody listening to him. He was trying to explain himself. Until a good doctor in Egypt told him, no problem. Tell me what is it. He explaining to him how he feels the movement in his stomach, and he moved this, and he obviously 100 years ago or so doesn't have a clue about how the body functions, but that's what he thought he has. This doctor listened to him and he said, okay, now I have a very good, you know, medicine tomorrow for you. Come tomorrow. He came tomorrow. He came next day, and he had this things that he basically made him drink it. Zayt kharwa, whatever, and he cleansed the whole thing. And he brought a dead snake, actually, from his garden. And he said, look, your snake is out. And the Khudri, going back to university, and he started normal, and he wrote so many books of that. But for the rest of his life, he praising that doctor. Because he was a good listener, and he knows how to deal with people. For the rest of his life, he was praising and he wrote about him. And Sheikh Ali Tantawi, rahimahullah, I heard the story from him. He was a great scholar from Dimashq, from Syria. He told us the story once. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are loved by people, and people love them. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, wahdahu salatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. Al-kalimatu tayyibah sadaqah. كلمة الطيبة تكسب قلوب الناس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Good words are, يعني, good words are act of charities. Saying the nice things. وقولوا للناس حسنا. Say good to people. يقول يعني ابن عباس يريد أن يضرب المثل. Ibn Abbas want to give you the best example he يعني you can think of. To show how important to say to all people what is good. قال لو علق على هذه قال لو قال لي فرعون بارك الله فيك لقلت له وفيك بارك. If فرعون Pharaoh said may Allah bless you, I'll tell him may Allah bless you too. May Allah bless you too. كبير. Can you take one of these chairs to the brothers in the back? He's going to bring you a chair. Okay, jazakallah. So an older gentleman. طيب. So even Fir'aun, you tell him, Barak, say what is right and what is good to him. كلمه طيبه, it means to compliment people. Good words, to compliment somebody. To say thank you. To make dua for people, to tell them about things that make them happy, also to have a good sense of humor, also to entertain people when you sit with them. كان ابن سيرين يعظ الناس في مجالسه حتى يبكيهم ثم يمازحهم حتى يضحكهم. Ibn Sirin, a great tabi'i, successor, he used to make people cry and laugh so hard as well in his gathering. Good word, it means asking people about how they feel, what's going on in their life. Take their opinions, listening to them. And finally, brothers and sisters, we'll end with this. اللماح يعرف كيف يكسب قلوب الناس. إيش معنى هذا الكلام؟ The person who have, you know, the ability to see the little small things, those people are so good in winning people's heart. MashaAllah, you just had a haircut. You know, oh, you're the first one who noticed that. Yeah. You know, mashallah, you look nice today. That's the new glasses, that's right. Oh, mashallah, I like your watch. Those people who notice these small things, you know, it's like you go to the house and your wife say, how are you doing? Alhamdulillah. Is everything okay? Do I look okay? Yeah, you look the same. You look good. I just changed the color of my hair. Hello. You know, I mean, those who pick these small little things, you look tired. Are you okay? Oh, thank you. It was really a long day today. Thank you for asking. You know, that's, you know, have a good also emotional intelligence. Those people are so good in winning people's heart. And these things comes with training. Just try. And don't be embarrassed. Sometimes I get embarrassed sometimes. You know, one guy, I told him something. Oh, that looks not, that looks new and good, mashallah. He said, no, I had it for about 2 years. I said, oh, okay. You know, I said, looks new to me. But sometimes it can go wrong. But you know what? In the end of the day, people also know that you care. And you do this sincerely. You don't do it. Well, I never did this to anyone just for the sake of it. It's just to make sure that people are good and happy. I never want to win somebody's heart to direct them to evil, alhamdulillah. Neither any one of us. Or to manipulate people. That's not our business. We win people's hearts so we can all together go to Jannah. So all together we live in a better life. We're all together to have a better future together. That's why we win people's heart. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْنَا وَيَاكُمْ مَفَاتِيحِ لِلْخَيْرِ مَغَالِيقِ لِلشَّرِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and bless our life and bless our family and bless our wealth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all the fitan. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغفر للأحياء والميتين وأن تغفر لوالدينا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم علم احفظ عبادك المستضعفين المظلومين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم ولي علينا وعلى المسلمين خيارهم وأبعد عنا وعنهم شرارهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتنا على الحق والهدى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وفقنا بتوفيقك واهدنا بهداك. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.